Welcome, everybody. This is Timothy Hudson. Everyone for listening. I have my special guest, Louis Lombardi, on the show today. Louis, how are you, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm honored to have you on, man. I heard some very great things about you, man. When I got the notes, man, the email that you were coming on, I was very excited, man. I was gonna throw an Italian party, man, but I didn't have enough time to set everything up, man. But we could still make that happen, man.
Italian parties are easy to set up. All you need is a pizza and a glass of wine. Order from your famous pizzeria in the Bronx or Jersey. Get a nice bottle of wine at the supermarket, and there's your Italian party.
Lou, before we get started, man, I can tell already, man, you're going to be one of my favorite guests, man. Let everyone know who you are, man, for those who've been under a rock, man, and haven't been turning on the team, and let them know who you are, man.
Let them know who I am?
Yeah.
I'm an actor. I've been on a couple of TV shows like The Sopranos, 24, Entourage. I just established my own food line, Lombardi's. Lombardi USA is the website, Lombardi, LombardiUSA.com. And it's my own food line, Italian food line that I just came up with. And pretty interesting stuff, man.
Now, but before we talk about the good stuff, man, towards your life in general, man, was there any influences or anyone who played a big inspiration in your life?
In food or in film?
In film and entertainment.
Yeah, probably Oliver Stone. Probably Oliver Stone as a film guy, as a director, producer. You know, I love Oliver Stone. He's one of my people that I want to make movies like in the future, you know, as a director and writer and stuff.
Now, you played on The Sopranos, and I forget the guy's name that we just lost who was on The Sopranos, and he was also from Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey boy, James Gandolfini. He was a Jersey boy, Jersey guy, yeah. Sad tragedy.
Yeah, he was another success can't come out of Jersey, man, and I love to hear about that. But we'll see, like, we're losing all about Jersey guy, our Jersey superstars, you know, regularly dropping. But I'm sure you had the privilege to work with him and meet him. What was that chemistry like?
You know, that was great. I actually knew him before The Sopranos, and he was just a sheer gentleman, classy, fun, friendly guy, man. You know, I mean, he was just one of the best people I ever met working with. You know, he took care of all his friends, his family, you know, and just a good guy and a sad loss.
And you, you're working on a project called, I believe it's Runner, am I correct?
I just finished a film with Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake called Runner about online gambling. That'll be out in September sometime. Yeah, that'll be out in September. And I'm actually doing now a Frank Darabont TV show for TNT. Frank Darabont is the director of The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile. He did The Walking Dead, and his next show was called Los Angeles, and it shoots out here. Who's in it? Long Island guy. Let me see. There's a bunch of guys on the show. I mean, they got one of the best casts. It's the 1940s gangster period piece about Bugsy Siegel and Mickey Cohen. Pretty interesting show. We're shooting it now. It's going to be aired, I don't know, sometime next year on TNT. But there's some good good actors in it. You know, it's like one of the best shows I've done in a while.
And what's the name of it?
It's called Lost Angels.
Oh, Lost Angels. Okay. What character do you play on this show?
I play Stucky, one of Mickey Cohen's bodyguards. And Mickey Cohen's being played by Jeremy Luke. Young guy, up-and-coming actor, really good, and I play one of his guys. It's a pretty interesting show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know, why didn't I get a phone call to appear on the show, man? I'm sure you need an assistant or a bad guy or...
If I put you in as a bad guy, what would I play?
No, you need an assistant or something, man. This is my son from Italy, man, or somewhere, man. You can always throw me in there somewhere, man.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. When we have our big food launch from Lombardi's Gourmet Food Products, I'll invite you, and you can help me cook like the Sopranos.
Absolutely, man. Cook? Yeah, I'm Italian too, man. That's what I'm thinking. When I look at this restaurant, man, we gotta be related. Man. I put my pitch and your pitch together, and I said, there's definitely resemblance there.
I'm gonna check that picture out. We better look alike.
I'm so honest, man. But I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a huge Italian for with pizza and spaghetti. I like the different sauces. I'm a huge fan of this. This is why I eat that a lot, especially pizza. So maybe like a whole pie.
Well, let me tell you something. Pizza is my I can kill a pie with no problem. Let me tell you something. Pizza is my specialty. I cook every kind of pizza. I make 50 different kinds of pizzas. I make my own doughs. I make my own everything. I love pizza. It's my favorite. It's my favorite food. I literally make 50 different kinds of pizzas. Anything. I put anything on a pizza, and as I consider pizza an edible dish. You know, anything you can put on a pizza crust, you can eat. I believe that.
Right. I just tend to eat a lot of pizza and a lot of pasta, and you know, with the sauce. I made spaghetti the other day, and believe me, I made a nice pot of full. And trust me, I was the only one that ate it. Because I told you, I said I ate it all. That's actually a big pot. That's a word. when it comes to like spaghetti and pizza, the Italian stuff, I love it, man. I love it. So hopefully, man, I gotta find an Italian wife, man. That would be so awesome.
Yeah, until she turns on you and stabs you in the kitchen one night because you yanked it back or you didn't clean up enough. You know what they say about those Italian women? They got crazy tempers.
Cool, man.
Believe me, I was brought up in a household full of them.
Oh Lord! your food line, man. Let's talk about that. What was the idea that you want to come out with your own food line, man? And where did the name come from?
You know, it's called Lombardi's after my. Sorry about that. It's called Lombardi's after my name, and I just want to try to bring families back to the dinner table, because there's so much out there now where people are not sitting with their families and eating dinner no more. They're eating fast foods. They're always on the run. They're always trying to. They're always busy. And behind my food line is what I want to do is bring families back to the dinner table. Sit down with your kids. Talk about school. Talk about the day. You know, eat. Open a jar of sauce. Boil a pound of pasta, you're going to get a healthy dinner, and you're going to be able to communicate with your kids and your family. You know, so the bond behind my food line is to bring families back to the dinner table. Sit down, talk, enjoy dinners again, you know, and that's what our country's lacking. That's what our kids are missing. That's why all these kids are so wayward. They don't know what they're doing, where they're going, you know, and I believe it's simple and quick to make a great, healthy dinner. You know, especially with my products, you can make 50 different things with 5 products I have, you know. And I have a whole line of olive oils, rosemary, garlic, truffle, all different flavors of olive oils. I have 5 different pastas. We have 5 or 6 different sauces. We have, we have a great selection of products, all from Italy, you know, and the sauces are from here, actually, in New York, because I'm trying to get the best quality of product that I can get. So, you know, I shopped around and the sauces are going to be here. I mean, we definitely have a great line of Italian products that I think everyone should try. And I think they should take my advice and try to sit down with their families and get back to dinner, you know, back to the dinner tables. That's what I believe. That's what we need.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't do that anymore. I mean, I did it coming up, but people, families don't sit at the table anymore. So it's either someone's here or someone's there, and like you're sitting there by yourself. You know, we don't do the family thing anymore. So that is actually a very great idea.
Well, thank you. And that's my biggest belief, is that no one sits at the dinner tables anymore. I ask people, they're like, no, no, because parents are so busy, and the moms, they go to the drive-thru after work, they get McDonald's, they bring a video game home, they're like, here's McDonald's, here's a video game, shut the F up, I worked all day. So there's no more like, hey, how is school? How is work? How do you feel? And these kids get, you know, there's a bit of pressure, and they explode eventually because there's no one to give outlets to. And I think it's sad. And I'm really hoping that, you know, that families do come back to the dinner table. When I was young, we would sit around and eat all day and night with each other. Even if we argued, even if we laughed, we still bonded at the dinner tables. And there is no more of that. And I would love to try to get that back into the country, back into America.
All right. What do you think? I mean, it's speaking true. What do you think happened? What do you think happened with that? With the families, you know, building a cook meal, sitting at the table, eat together, and laughing. What do you think happened?
You know what I actually think happened. I think between having to, you know, the economy, having to have two parents that work or families that work, you know. You have the mom going to work now, where it used to be the mom would be home cooking and cleaning and taking care of a family. Now it's like the stresses of women, you know, families, you have to go out and get the job. So they come home after 8-10 hours of work and they're tired, you know. And a lot of parents just are like, I can't do it. And I think it's destroying the kids. I think the kids don't have any structure, any kind of outlets. And I seriously think that that's what needs to be back for these kids. All they do, you know, I was at a restaurant last week, and I was watching a family of four eating, right? The whole entire time I sat at this table, there was a mom and three kids, and they were all on their phones, texting, playing games. And I'm thinking, wow, even if you're out for dinner, talk to your kids. Take the internet away. Take the iPhones away. I mean, what are you doing? There was not one second of communication between the family besides through their phones. And I was astounded. I was like, this is what's wrong with our country. Take their phones away. Let them talk to each other. And, you know, it's like when we were young, if you wanted to talk to someone, you either pick up a phone and verbally talk, or you talk to their face and you kind of talk to people. These days, everything is a text message, an email. There's no more communication face-to-face. Everything is hidden behind the internet. And I think that is destroying the country. Everyone could say it's the best thing that ever happened. It might be, but it might be the worst thing because our kids are getting, their communication levels are being destroyed. They're virtually non-existent. They're virtually non-existent. Am I right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I prefer, I text sometimes because I talk too much. So that's the reason I may text. Because you get on the phone with me, we leave on for hours. They're like, oh, Tim, listen, it's late, I got to go. But that's why I feel like, okay, I'll just text you, get it out of the way. Because me, I can go. I'll be on the phone for hours. You know,
me too. I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you on that. I could be on the phone for hours. Hey, you're talking at least, you know?
But, I think we're, you know, I don't know what happened with it, but, I mean, do you have children?
Do I have children? Yeah.
Yeah. How many?
One.
Oh, okay. And,
go ahead. No, and I do believe, like, even with her, she's 7 years old, and I teach her how to cook, I teach her how to do all this stuff, you know? And I think that's just as important, because when she grows up, she's going to know the fundamentals of cooking and sitting around the table, you know? It's like,
right.
She's seven, and I teach her how to make pizza doughs. I teach her how to cook everything, you know? And I would love to create a whole thing for where kids learn how to cook, you know? Because the more they get interested in something, the more they'll enjoy it, you know? Don't just drop a fast food box on their table and they don't know what it is or where it came from, you know?
Do you allow? I mean, I know you come from a family of cooks, but do you allow your daughter? You and your daughter out yourself? She said, "Dad, oh, I want some Burger King." Or do you allow that?
No, not really. No. No, we really don't eat a lot. She eats really good, you know. She don't like any of that stuff anyway.
Right.
You know, I 99% not try not to give her any of that, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're out on vacation or you're here somewhere or you know, and you have no choice, but if we're home most of the time, oh, no. We'll cook, you know, we'll make something good, you know what I'm saying? And she learns, and she'll learn how to do something, which is fun.
To be honest, I don't know when the last time I had a piece of fast food, because I when I do go out to a restaurant, I eat food. So I don't know when the last time I had McDonald's or Burger King.
Us too. Same here. You know, we'll go out to a nicer place. We won't eat fast foods. That's the worst. That's the worst thing. You know, we won't do it.
I mean, you got the full line out, man. And I'm sure it's gonna do well. Do we see you on? Have you your own cooking show on like the TLC network, man, or Bravo, man, or is that in the works?
You know what? I would love it. I would love it because that's my passion. My two passions in life. My two passions in life are cooking.
You're right over there, man?
Yeah, I know. Right? I know you're making me nervous.
I got a six pack over here. You need one?
Yeah, send it over. email it to me. But what was the question you just asked me?
No. Your cooking show, man. Would you like to see yourself in on Bravo?
I would. You know, I would love it. I would love to have a cooking show. I would. I mean, I think my passion is acting and food, and that's the reason I started this food line, because it's something that I'm so passionate about. It isn't something that I have to work at. It's just in my blood. I'm brought up by a whole bunch of Italian women cooking all the time in the Bronx. You know, I'm from the Bronx, country club, and you know, we would cook all the time. We'd go to a friend's house, but their moms would be cooking. So it's like my passion is cooking. If I had a cooking TV show, I think it would be like a dream come true to me. And we're working on a few. We have a couple of ideas we're kicking around. But I want to try to teach cooking to, like, the people who don't need to be chefs. You get it? You don't need to be a chef. You don't need to don't have to be intimidated in the kitchen. There's recipes, there's stuff you can make and create without being a talented, trained chef. People get this misconception of, oh, I have to cook, it's so intimidating. And I try to explain to people, you know, if you're making a recipe, you don't have to follow the recipe per se. You can do, if you don't like an ingredient like mushrooms, you don't have to use it. If you like garlic, use more garlic. Use what your family likes. And you know what will happen? They'll sit down, they'll eat more, and they'll enjoy it. You know, you don't have to make something that you think you have to make, trying to be a trained chef or a professional cook. There's home cooks out there that can simply make great meals. And with my products, you can simply make great, healthy meals within minutes, and then sit and then put it. It'll take you cheaper and quicker than if you went to a fast food drive-thru. And you sit there and go, wow, my kid's eating healthier. It's cheaper than me going to a Burger King or a McDonald's or a fast food place. And you're communicating with your kids and your husbands and your families, you know. And that's what the whole thing is, to try to get the families back communicating, back sitting, back talking. And like I said, with my products, I'm trying to make it as simple as possible to make a great meal. Also, a healthy quality meal, because my products are all from Italy. The food is delicious. The foods are great. And it'll take you 10 minutes to crack a jar of sauce, boil a bag of pasta, handful of Parmesan cheese, and toss a salad, and boom, you have a great meal for your kids, you know?
And tell, how can, let listeners know, well, how can they get your products?
Well, you know what? Our website is just launching right now. It's Lombardi USA. So it's my last name, Lombardi, LOMBARDI, USA, com. So, you know, and you can go to the website, you can purchase the stuff. We're working on now finding a pretty big distributors to get in all markets around the country. That's what we're working on now. You know, but our website will be up. You can follow all our information. You can check out where we are, what we're doing, you know, where we're going to be, all from our website. And like I said, you go to EmbodyUSA.com, and everything will be up there. Everything will be up and ready in the next few days. We'll have our site ready to be, you know, to be selling products.
And when you have that huge launch party, man, and let me know, man. I'll definitely be there, man. Me and the show will definitely be there to support you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Timothy. I definitely appreciate it. That's really cool.
I'm serious. I'm really serious. I don't say that too often, but, you know, definitely reach back out to us. And myself in person, I'll definitely be out, you know, wherever it is, I'll definitely be out there to support you. Besides anything else that you got coming up that you want to talk about?
No, that's it, man. That TV show I did called Lost Angels. I did the TV show. What else? That's it, man. Runner coming out in September. Lost Angels, my new TV show. Ed Burns is on it. He's a Long Island kid. He plays Bugsy Siegel. That comes out probably in like 6 months. And I'm working on writing and directing my next film. That's the next project I'll probably be doing. I wrote this movie. I'm going to direct it and star in it. We got a bunch of good actors attached so far. And hopefully that can kick off in the next few months.
I still didn't hear my name or Tim. I'm gonna give you a call, man, or come make an appearance.
Definitely, man.
What does have to
do? I'll definitely throw you in it. You could be the guy on the corner eating the pizza.
Definitely, man. That would be perfect. That would be perfect, man. Let me know where you're shooting. I'll definitely be there, man. And I'm telling you, man. Put me in the movie, man. It'll win an Academy Award, man. And we're going to rock up at the Golden Globes, man. Trust me.
Oh, man, I love it. I'm going to call you. Let me ask you a question. If we don't win an Academy Award or a Golden Globe, can I have you waxed by one of Tony Soprano's men?
Can I have you who?
Can I have you waxed by one of Tony Soprano's men if we don't win an Emmy?
I'm gonna make sure that we win at least if we don't win an Academy, we're gonna at least win in the Golden Globe, man. If not, man, I'll protest, man. We're gonna have a protest.
All right, I want to see you protest out there with my little Lombardi jar of sauce in your hand.
Hey, man, it's definitely a done deal, man. It's a done deal, man. I'm thinking about changing my last name to Lombardi, man. It sounds really good, man. Lombardi.
And then you can tell all the people out there that you're a Lombardi, you own the sauce.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I definitely, man. You should give me 10%, man. Fair, man.
You want 10%? Wait, let me ask you a question. You want 10% or do you want to be in the movie?
Hey man, if I can have my pie and eat it too, why not? Right? Be in the movie,
yeah,
and get 10%.
Right, exactly. Exactly, right. I'm with you on that.
I haven't done acting in so long, man. I haven't been since radio has took off for me really, really great, man. I haven't done any acting anymore, so I'm looking forward to actually getting back into that, man. So
that's cool. If I make that movie, I'll call you up, try to throw you in it.
Absolutely, man. I could play as your son, you know, of your adopted son from Rome, you know, anything, man. You know.
I'll keep that in mind.
Again, I mean, you're one of the great guests, man. And listen, you can I'm not rushing you off, but you can come back anytime, man. Give out the website one more time, man, for my listeners, man, who want to check more information about your food line.
Okay, it's Lombardi, Lombardi, USA.com. LombardiUSA.com. Check it out, go to the website, you know, and buy some of the products, man. You'll enjoy them.
And mention the show and you get 50% off, right?
Mention the show and you... and then we send the 50% to you, right? Man, you went from 10% to 50%. You're a good businessman.
Hey man, hey, this is America, man, right?
That's right, America. I love it. Exactly.
And also, now if I could ask, are you still living in the New York area?
No, I live in California, in Santa Monica.
Ah, man, you're all the way out there, man. Oh my gosh. I tell people all the time, and I was just in L.A. for the BET Awards, and I tell everybody all the time, and they always say, well, come see me when you're out here tonight. I said, you know what, I can't stay in L.A. for a long period of time. I went there for a BET Awards. That next morning, I was at LAX Airport and headed back to New York. I can't stay in L.A. for a long time. It's just something that just pushes me. I'm like, you got to. I can't, and
well,
I don't know why.
I've been out here 20 years. Hello?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been out here 20 years.
That is a long time. I don't know, man. Maybe if I actually had someone to actually hang out with that, you know, make me feel, you know, but I just can't. I didn't attend any after parties or anything. I just got on a plane. Once I got to the hotel, got a few hours of sleep, and on a plane I went. I don't know. I never stayed in LA for a long time.
You should have called me and invited me to the parties. I would have went in your place. I would have went and tore it up.
I'm sure you would have bought the house down, man. I get invited to so many things out there, but I rarely go because, you know, it's just L.A. I got to find someone that can, like, yeah, listen to me, you can stay here for a little while, you know, maybe a week or so. The most I've ever stayed in L.A. is 2 days at the most.
Oh, wow. I love it. I think it's a great place, man. I love L.A.
I heard you live next door to Halle Berry. Is that correct?
Yeah, we live in the same apartment.
Halle Berry apartment?
We share the same apartment.
Apartment? What are you doing in an apartment, man? You have your own food line, man. You're an Emmy Award winning actor, man. What are you doing in an apartment, man?
I know. I gave up the 3,700 square foot mansion for a 10,000 square foot apartment. I'm trying to keep it small.
I hear you, man. Hey, man. It's all about budgeting these days, right? It's what my accountant told me. I gotta budget a little more.
Hey, at least you got an accountant to watch over your money.
I'm getting ready to fire him. He costs too much.
that means you got a lot of money if you got an accountant.
Oh, he costs a little too much. If he wants 20% of everything, I gotta find someone.
20%.
Maybe if I get. Yeah.
20%. What's he, an ex-wife? Jesus, you better get rid of that guy quick.
Well, hey, listen. So far, my money's been. Oh, you know, I can't just. Maybe if I get Lucretia from the Bronx, I ain't gonna have no money, man.
That's right. You better watch you don't get out of line, because you'll get that knife in your back, and you'll take 20% missing out of your money. Those Bronx girls are tough. Don't mess with a Bronx girl. They're pretty tough, bro. They're pretty tough. Believe me.
I used to be out there over on Fordham Road, man. And every so often I go back and, you know, I visit. So I used to be over there on Fordham Road, man. So.
Oh, I know where Fordham is, man. I grew up not too far.
I think we're cousins, man. Let me make some phone calls to Aunt Jen, man. And I'm gonna see if we got to.
I know Aunt Jen.
Are you serious?
Me and Aunt Jen are friends. Yeah, we hang out together in the Bronx.
Oh, wow. And she's still over there, too. She's like the oldest. She's been over there, I think, longer than anyone.
Hey, God bless Aunt Jen, then, if she's been there that long, right?
Yeah, man. No, Aunt Jen is actually still over there, though. She's actually still over there. I have not seen her in a while, but, you know.
Let's give a shout out to Aunt Jen in the Bronx. Aunt Jen, I hope you're doing well.
She said since I started doing radio, I act like I can't come see her anymore. That's not the case.
She said you got the perfect face for radio, she told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lou, man, it's been a privilege, man. I want you to give a shout-out, man, and tell everybody about your record deal, man. You just signed with Universal, man. You got a record coming out with Lil Wayne, man. Let everybody know about that, man.
Me and Biggie Smalls are pumping stuff out on the remix. And Jen, missing you.
Lou, man, you want to give any shout outs to anyone, man, before I let you go, man?
Yeah, all my people in the Bronx, man, love you guys. Mr. Bronx, man, it's Frog's Neck Country Club. Can't wait to get back one day. Cook you all dinner.
Lou, man, I'm gonna be in touch with you, man, definitely within the next 2 weeks or so, man, because the anniversary show is coming up, man. I definitely would love for you to call in, man, and say something, man. It's gonna be our fifth anniversary, man, so.
Sounds great, man. Just get in touch with me and let's do it, man. I'm on. I'm down. Just let me know when.
All right, man. You'll be blessed, man, and much success, man. Listen, if you need my help with anything, man, just give me a call, man. I'm only a phone call away, man.
Thanks, Timothy. I appreciate it, man. Good interview, and thanks so much for listening.
All right, man. You'll be blessed, man.
Same to you, pal. I'll talk to you next on the anniversary, all right?
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Hi, Timothy. Good talking to you, my man. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Make sure you guys check his full line at lewislombardi.com, I believe it is, for his new fruit line. Make sure you guys support him. Amazing guy from the Bronx. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Once again, shout out to Lewis Lombardi. Put up on a show. Great actor. Make sure you guys check him out. Upcoming movie Runner Runner and also Los Angeles, which comes out this fall. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Once again, here's Anita Baker.